Drinks.
Hey everyone, welcome to Why Mommy Drinks. This is Betsy Stover.
And I'm Amanda Allen.
Yeah. Reunited and it feels so good. Amanda, I haven't been able to like end the show.
Oh.
Like, I never can end the show. I feel so bad for our listener because they're just like, okay, well that's our show. Bye.
You know, sometimes I can't either though. There's so many times where I'm like, no. I miss you so much. And we haven't actually talked since the last time we recorded.
No.
So like it's been, something has been missing and it's you. And I was like, where's my friend? I don't talk to her anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
How have you been?
You know, it's the apocalypse.
It's the apocalypse. It just keeps getting worse, too. Like,
I'm just a dog in a hat at a table with a coffee. I'm fine.
I feel like I'm like living in America's Funniest Home Videos, but I'm like the lady who trips and then keeps tripping into the thing that eventually gets to a pool that you didn't even see in the video to begin with. Like, that's what it feels like, where you're like, oh, it's a tripping. Oh, and she's on a, how did she end up on a bike? Oh no, she's going through someone's house. And then there's a, yeah, like it just
crocodile eats her. We have, because you know we love watching that show, of course, and now a lot of times we'll joke because sometimes they'll have a video that looks actually kind of grim and then they'll like cut out at the very end, and we'll, a lot of times we'll be like, and he was never seen again, like, and then he died. And so now our 4.5-year-old is like, he says it all the time, he'll be like, and they were never seen again. Oh, so I have 3 kids. They are all boys, 4, 8, and 10.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
10. Double digits.
You got a 10-year-old.
We're all going to die.
Oh, I remember when that baby was born and he was so tiny and he sat in that little bouncer chair.
We love the bouncer chair.
I know. I used to stare at pictures of him on the internet. Oh, because I was pregnant, and I remember being like, "There's someone with a baby."
Yes.
I didn't know anyone else with a baby?
And you were like, "Oh, one day I won't be pregnant. That'll be nice." Yeah.
Well, congratulations on raising a 10-year-old.
Thanks.
You know,
it's been something else.
Yeah.
How have you been?
Well, I got 3 kids. I have, so that's how I've been. No, I have 3 kids. I got 3 kids. Just the answer to everything.
So you put it together. You figure it out.
Can you imagine if that's, like, I went to the store and I don't even have my kids and they're like, how are you doing today? And I'm like, well, I got 3 kids.
That's your answer. If you don't understand, fuck you.
You can't figure it out from that, then you're fucking stupid.
Context clues, moron. I love it. Context clues, moron.
This is my alone time.
Oh my God. It's funny because it's true. I think a lot of people are like, I go to the grocery store, it's my alone time. I drive to work, it's my alone time.
My alone time.
I remember when Rex was, my 10-year-old was a baby, I would be like so mad at Ari for going to work because I would be like, you get to be alone on the subway, like alone on the subway. Yeah.
You get to be alone in the most crowded place with all the people jammed in touching you in weird places.
You got to be alone in the subway being touched by 5 strangers.
I think about that a lot, like the commute in the mornings on the subway and being smashed up with strangers you don't know.
So like close.
Physically smashed into people. And the only thing you can do is put your hand on the
ceiling
to hold yourself.
If you're lucky.
And then people would be, sometimes you were smashed in so tight that you didn't even have to do that because collectively you just held each other up.
Correct. Isn't that nuts? Isn't that nuts?
It's nuts.
It was like, nuts. I'm actually not worried I'm going to fall because I'm held up by
all the people.
The human bookends all around me.
So many people. So I got a 9-year-old boy and twin 3-year-old girls. No, they're not.
Wow. A lot has happened. You traded him in for a new model. Got it.
I don't have 3-year-old girls. I have 7-year-old girls. Why did seven. I do that? I guess maybe in my mind, maybe they're 3. I don't know. Well, that's so funny. Crazy. My brain just stopped. It was like,
maybe because we were like, we like did a little time travel back to when you took the subway, and maybe you were like, remember when?
Remember when I had,
I would
no,
go into the city?
I could just go places. Yeah, 3 kids.
How's it going? Please bring everyone, you know, up to speed. Because everyone's been hanging out with me. They know what's going on with me.
Yeah.
But I'm sure everyone's dying to know what's going on in Amanda Allen.
It's the same, Betsy. It's the same. It's the same damn life every day. Every single fucking day. The difference is I get woken up now by, like, it's, so you know in Groundhog's Day when the little alarm goes off and then, everything's the same? Now the only difference is that little Zoom ding-dong bell hits when they're going into school. And then I just hear the collective chaos of, cacophony of chaos of all the different Zoom calls going. And then Pledge of Allegiance said by, 75 kids in different times. And, it's maddening. I'm okay. I hate it. I really do. I like seeing my kids more. I will say that. I like being around them more, and that has been great, and I think we've established a really good routine, which has helped all of us to
That's
be structured
amazing.
In this. Yeah, it's very structured and we're all in it. We're all in this
together. Surprise, it's not very structured at our house, and it's not very routine. Even though life is never changing, it's always the same. Somehow everyone in my house is still surprised every day, including me. I'll take credit for that as well, the blame for that. We're all like, oh, God, is it the same day again?
Yeah.
Are we expected to do the same things?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I'm always telling everybody, hey, happy Friday, or I hope you have a good weekend. And it's Wednesday. I've done it so many times. Have a great weekend. And everybody's like, are you taking off? I'm like, no. Oh, no. Fuck, it's Wednesday. I don't know. I can't tell
your
the difference.
Kids they do Pledge of Allegiance. My kids do not do Pledge of Allegiance. But,
they do.
We go to school in Los Angeles and we're all satanic hippies.
Yeah. I don't know if my older son does it. The girls do it. And it's – so we've been really trying to figure out how to make it work with 3 Zoom calls. Because even though the girls are on the same call, for a while I would put it on the TV. But then they did what they do, which is, I don't want to do it with her. I want to do it in my own space. And so – so we've been separating them so they have more space.
What is the setup for you all?
So I have, usually Benny will be in the living room and I have her computer plugged into the television so that it's larger and it's just, I can then also hear what's going on, because if I can hear what's going on, then it's like, okay, kids, get your WH Brothers book. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I go run for it. Or
so you're actually keeping tabs on what they're doing.
Yeah, because if I don't,
nothing happens.
They go away. They're in the yard out back, or they're, it's, yeah. So I have to.
I'm on a break. What, your teacher's on the screen? No, it's a break.
That has been it. So if I'm there and I'm like, okay, here's this, or I even have to come over and be like, focus up, listen to what the teacher's saying. Because they'll get started. Benny will be in the living room. Emmeline is in their room at a desk, and then Wes is in his room at a desk. And so they all log in and then
at the same time.
Yep. They all start 9:30. Mm-hmm. And then that's the ding dong sound that I absolutely hate now. That's the Zoom login sound where it's like ding dong, your class is starting.
Yeah, so that sound is really annoying. They can just turn that off.
I know. Oh, there's so many. It's really also hard not to micromanage the teacher in the class itself, like to sit back and be like, okay, this would be easier if you just.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then they'll be in the classrooms. So I'll be listening and I try to do, because I still have a full-time job, try to do, if there's a meeting I can go to while I know, okay, they're doing math, which usually they'll stay focused with, I can maybe join a meeting on Zoom or maybe not, or I'll do my emails. Like, it's always like balancing how to navigate part of my day at work while helping them through it. So then I'm running around, and like yesterday they had a math test and I walked by and Benny was like drawing on a whiteboard a picture of like a bird. And I was like, that's not that you're supposed to be doing your math test. And she was like, oh yeah. Okay. So then I took the whiteboard away. She does the math test. I go into Emmeline's room and she's supposed to be doing the math test. And she's laying on her bed reading a book about jokes. So
like math jokes.
Yeah. I don't like always kind of constantly do rounds. It's like I'm a warden going right? through being like, are you staying on your they will like sometimes I'll find Benny just like laying under the table. Emmeline will be at one point she covered her whole desk with stuffed animals and like E.T. where just the Zoom camera was showing. And so she was like, it looked like she was like in the class participating, but really she was like having a great old time with her toys.
Wait, what grade are they in?
First.
Okay.
First. And so there's also just the constant mute mishaps that happen with the other kids and my kids. Like this morning I walked over and was like, we're not doing glitter. And then
you said that to who? The teacher?
To the kids, because they were doing an arts and craft and they're like, where's our glitter? And I was like, no, we're not doing glitter. I hate glitter.
Amanda, my husband, who I love very much, let our 8-year-old do some sort of glitter project this past spring, and I'm not gonna say whose fault it is, but my husband let him just walk around the whole fucking house with the glitter on him and stuff, because you have to be like, it's like it's like the fucking coronavirus of crafts, and
it just keeps showing up and it multiplies.
So we have a black leather couch because I guess we're a fucking bachelor who lives alone. like to bring ladies home. So we have black. It was supposed to be gray. Anyway, so we have a black leather couch, which also my husband can't sit on because he's allergic to it. This fucking stupid couch. It was like $1 zillion from IKEA. Anyway, so now one quadrant of it is like glittery. Like just the seat is glittery. And it doesn't matter if you vacuum it, if you wipe it with a microfiber cloth. It doesn't matter. It's just going to be glittery forever. It doesn't come off.
Yeah. What the fuck? Glitter is the worst.
The worst.
So I leaned over and I was like, we're not doing glitter. And I was like, but look at how beautiful your leaves are. You guys did a great job. Each of you has a very unique leaf. You don't even need glitter. We don't need glitter in this house. And Benny was like, Mom, I'm not muted. And I was like right in the microphone of the computer. And like, and then all of a sudden it just gets quiet. And I was like, oh, sorry about that. And the teacher just goes, yeah, no, it happens all the time.
Like, yeah, that's the thing. Imagine. I was thinking about this recently because my first thought was, oh, I bet a lot of these teachers see like celebrities. Because I was thinking in Los Angeles, lots of like well-known people, excuse me, send their kids to public school, or you know, obviously everyone here is distance learning right now. So even if it's not public school, so there are all these teachers that are like beamed into these celebrity homes, seeing like, oh, there's whatever the fuck Jessica Simpson just hanging out in her home. You know, there's Angelina Jolie just doing her day to day whatever. And how strange that would be. And then I just realized, oh, they are seeing the day to day of everyone's home.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's so personal and private, and it's got to be really weird for them, because they're like, I'm sure they're hearing insane arguments.
Oh, for sure.
I'm for sure.
I mean, there was another day where I went in the living room and sat down and put my hands in my like in my head, and my hands, you uh-huh. know, where you like sit down and you're like, I'm broken. I like sat there with my hands and I didn't realize that the Zoom class was just looking right at me. Like, the whole class could see me just sitting there just like, oh, this is terrible.
So you know Mindy Kaling. She was on The Office. She is from The Mindy Project. She's an actor. She's a comedian. She's hilarious. And she's also a best-selling author. She's actually had two best-selling memoirs all about her sort of awkward coming of age. Well, now Mindy Kaling is a mom, and she has written a new short story collection called Nothing Like I Imagined. It's all about how she's juggling the demands of her career with the demands of new motherhood. She's sharing the ups and downs of being her own husband. It's six hilarious short audio stories from Amazon Original Stories, and they're all written and narrated by Mindy. You can listen on the go because it's available in audio and ebook format. And this is very exciting. If you are an Amazon Prime member, you can listen and you can read for free. So download it today at amazon.com/Mindy Stories. That's amazon.com/Mindy Stories. And check out Nothing Like I Imagined.
I mean, it's just, they're in my living room now, you know? Like,
yeah.
But I also know these kids. Oh, I know every kid in that class. Every time really? Someone speaks up, I'm like, oh, don't say it. Like, even Benny talks all the time, and I'm just like, stop, Benny. I've also started policing her, which has been interesting, which I probably shouldn't. But then I'm also like, they were like, what did you do this weekend? And I'm like, Benny, what do you consider? She's like, I'm going to tell them I watched the Simpsons movie. And I was like, no, don't tell them that. Oh. Like, why, Mom? And I was like, because you probably shouldn't have watched it. It's probably a little too inappropriate for you. And as I watched it, I realized it. Yeah. So we don't need to tell the teacher about that. You also went swimming. Oh, talk about that. Like,
as we were watching it, I realized it was inappropriate, but we were already in it. And we're if we stopped, it would be a whole fucking thing, Benny. Yeah. So let's just keep it to ourselves.
I was so broken that day. I couldn't even get up off the couch to turn it off. So when we saw Bart's little dong, I was like, oh, God, what have I done?
What?
Oh, yeah, you see Bart's penis in it, and that is, like, all they talk about still. So I was waiting for her to be like, we watched the Simpsons movie and saw Bart Simpson's penis. Like, I was waiting for it.
Is Bart Simpson circumcised?
No, he's not. It's not. As it happened, I was like, oh, I should turn this off. I know better than this for first grade kids. Maybe my fourth grader could watch it, but first graders, it's maybe too young.
Was it PG-13?
Yeah. And they went, you know, afterwards, they all went to their rooms and they read, and I feel like one balanced the other out. So we're okay. That's what I justified in my brain. I was like, they're reading. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. It's like that Mitch Hedberg joke, the stand-up who's amazing, Mitch Hedberg. He's passed, but everyone should check out all his old albums.
I almost
said,
was he on a show once?
He was definitely on some shows.
He was on our show.
On our show? Oh, no, I wish. I mean, he didn't have any kids. He would just talk about doing drugs and food. But he's an amazing comedian. He's like a Stephen Wright kind of one-liner kind of. Oh. But I like him more than Stephen Wright. Anyway, and he's from Minnesota. Mitch Hedberg. Anyway, he has this great joke about how, like, wouldn't it be great if your food was like, you know, he's with me, like you eat like a cupcake and then you eat like a bunch of carrot sticks and then an hour later you eat like a cheeseburger and the carrot sticks are like, it's cool, man, he's with me. And then your body's like, okay, that's cool. Anyway, he's a professional comedian. Maybe that joke just died with him. It's a good bit, I promise. A lot of setup, you know. I'll say, like, I'm really impressed that you're, you know, maybe it's also because your kids are younger than mine. My youngest is in third grade now, but
yeah,
or not my youngest, but my youngest who's in school, because Odie, my 4.5-year-old, he's just, you know, he did like an hour of Hooked on Phonics this morning on my phone. Like, it's just like, I mean, it is actually kind of amazing. Like, he is actually learning stuff, but not certainly at the speed he would be normally. Or maybe faster, because who the fuck knows? Anyway. We make them, like, we don't want to hear it. Otherwise, it's like too much. So Ajax, who's 8, is, I know you know that, but just reminding our listener, he is in, like, the dining room. So he's, like, right in the mix of things.
Yep.
And I feel bad for him because my husband is a loud talker, and certainly the 4-year-old isn't going to always remember that he's doing stuff. So anyway, but he's on, so we have him on a headphone because otherwise, oh my God, I would not be able to listen to that chaotic classroom. But the problem is, of course, like, stuff will happen and we don't know, or he'll take a break and he'll be playing a game or something and we'll be like, Ajax, I think your break is over. And he's like, no, it's not. And we're like, well, your teacher is on the screen. He's like,
Yes.
I'll
see that. That happens here too.
Rex is in our playroom, which is upstairs, and has a door, and he likes to shut it, and he likes to sit in this big comfy chair where it's like a wing back chair, so no one can like kind of see him.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then you'll go in there, and he's like, oh, hi, and like he's like clearly just been on YouTube watching videos of people, you know, Just Dance compilation, Gold Move videos.
Yep.
Yeah.
I go in and check on Wes every once in a while to see how he's doing. But he's pretty independent. I help him with the stuff after. But I think it's just that the girls are at that age where they just need a little help with focus. And they would normally be getting that in the classroom.
Right.
Like, this is the transition between kindergarten and first, where they actually have to sit longer and they have to focus more. And the work becomes a little more academic and less artistic. And so it's... Yeah. It's interesting because it's really hard for them to stay engaged on Zoom. Like, they're just, they'll watch it for a little bit and then it's kind of like, oh, we're doing that thing again. Like, the novelty is worn off. And instead they're just like, okay, yep. Or I'm finding they're surpassing what the lesson is, like a math test or something. They surpass it and they're done. And so
what do you mean? Like, they finish it early or something?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. They'll finish those work early and the teachers can't see really. They can't like look at the class and be like, oh, look, most of the class is done. You know, they can sort of tell, but it's really difficult virtually. And so they have to go slower to make sure all the kids have time to do it. But in that, like, the girls are like, we're done. This is all right. What do we do now? And so it's like, I'm also trying to find things to keep them busy while they're waiting for the class. So it's just been a lot. I call it people are like, how's your day? And I'm like, well, I was teacher mom for a little bit and now I'm in Zoom, you know, meetings. Cause then I go directly into like all day back to back Zoom meetings for work.
Yeah.
And then just now, like, I'm doing an interview for someone. And my Zoom is going down because I have 3 other people on Zoom at the same time. Yeah. And so everybody turns robotic and it crashes. And so I muted my camera during the interview and just said, you know, this way I can hear. Because usually the audio will work if you mute your camera a little bit better anyways.
Like, you shut off your camera so it's just an audio?
Yeah. So it's not pulling as much data. So it's not as, hopefully you'll be able to at least stay connected.
Yeah.
But so I was listening to the interview, and then at one point, Emily comes up, and she's like, I have to go to the bathroom. Can you help me? And I was like, yes. Like, why can't you guys go to the bathroom alone? Like, there's so many people in this family. Like, what is going on? So I, like, run over to the bathroom, and then I stand there while she pees. And then I come back, and my computer is not muted. And visually, I think it was muted. The sound was muted, but visually it wasn't. So this guy's doing an interview to an empty chair. I had AirPods on so I could hear the whole time. So I could hear what was being said and what people were saying. But instead it looked like I just left.
Right.
And I walked over and I was like, what is going on? And I like muted it again. And Benny was like, I didn't do that. And I was like, you did. Don't you touch my computer. Like,
God.
So I had to later be like, I'm so sorry. I was listening the entire time. My kid did that. And I, the work-life balance, am I right? Like, just
well,
like,
but yeah. It's yeah. like, what can you do?
Well, they hate the meetings. Like, there's so many times where they're like, stop the meetings. And I'm like, I wish I could.
Right.
I mean, we talked about that on the show before. There's just like no boundary for them of like, you're home. Why aren't you home? Like, yeah. Be home. Don't be working at home. And it's like, well, I can't.
I
mean,
I don't have a work schedule that is as, what's like not strenuous. What's the, just, I don't know. But you have like wall to wall work, like yeah. my work like is in spurts, and you know, it's usually a lot more like, well, I could do this or I could not, and it's like, well, if I don't do it, then my work doesn't get done. But like, there's no one that's like, oh no, she's not doing her work, you know.
You know, I'm running a lot of meetings, so right, it's like exactly. I have to be there and be on and talking and know what I'm talking about.
And I know just how heartbreaking it is for me to have to say, I'm sorry, I have to work right now. Like, I can't look at this or I can't do this. I really need to do this thing. It's so hard.
It's hard. It's really hard because it kind of goes against, you know, you are home and your role at home is to be their mom, you know? Right. And so when they need you, you're there for them. And you're there for you. And so like that just goes, it just kind of goes against it to be like, I'm sorry, I have to do this other thing.
Yeah.
You're not first in line. It just feels, I think it, you know, if you know that it feels bad for them and it feels bad for you, but yeah. You also know you have to do it. So yeah, it's funky. I'm ready for school to come back in. I think when we can go back to school again, I will feel like a person.
Oh yeah. I think life is on hold for anyone who's otherwise, even people who like, I know that there are a lot of kids in my son's classes who are, they're like at the, like a parks and rec.
Yes. Yeah.
Where there's like a bunch of kids and they're all spaced out and everyone's wearing a mask and,
yep.
You know, it's.
My kids are doing that for aftercare. So that's been very helpful. So they're going, they go from 2 to 6 every day to parks and rec. And it's like kind of like it was for camp where it's just a bubble of kids and they do activities and they're together. And if they have a class at that time, they do the class online and then they play. And it's just a place for them to socialize.
Yeah.
And also I know, okay, from 2 to 6, I can work or like, you know, they're somewhere else. So that has been incredibly helpful.
That's been something that's been breaking us a little over here. So you know, I am a social camel. I've said that before. I can go very long periods of time without much social interaction, and I'm okay with it / I prefer it that way. Because social interaction kind of exhausts me. But Ajax, you know, we've been in quarantine for 6 months, and Ajax has, my 8-year-old is really, it's wearing on him a lot. Mm. And he's the most sensitive of all of us, I think. And the, you know, so he'll get really emotional and he'll be like, I miss school. I miss my friends. And it's not like any specific person or any specific part of school. He just misses his old life. He misses everything about going to school. He misses everything about all the kids. And sometimes he gets really emotional, and lately he'll be up late at night and he can't sleep, and we'll try to like, you know, find ways to get him to relax, and a lot of times he just ends up in tears. Because he just, because to him it feels like this is going to last forever, because 6 months is such a long time.
It's such a long time.
For an 8 year old, you know? It's been, you know, it's not really been breaking us as much, so much as it's been really breaking him. So I'm trying to find like social outlets, and we'll probably do some like play dates in the park kind of thing, and we'll figure it out. But yeah, he's been really sad.
Now, does he have like friends, that, because I know something that's also been helpful has been Wesley does these like video game play dates where they all play a video game together, but they're virtual. So like he's just like they connect up and then they talk through it and they all play like as a group.
He doesn't have any like regular people. Like he will do that sometimes, but yeah, he needs to have like a regular group, but he just doesn't. And part of it too is like I feel guilty because I should be pursuing these things. Like I should be sending out emails being like, hey, who's on Roblox and who wants to play? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's hard. Don't feel guilty.
And then having to organize it and schedule it. And so it doesn't happen. And here we are 6 months later and they're just starving for social interaction. And I'm still behind in work and my house is still a mess. And it's just, and I'm just gaining a zillion pounds. And
I mean, we all are. That's the one good thing is collectively we're all gaining weight. So we'll look the same. That's how it works, Betsy. That's how it works.
Is that how it works?
Yep. Groupthink. We're all fine.
I actually have one other story, but I wanted to hear, did you bring a specific story in mind?
No, Betsy,
today?
I can't even. Come on, you know me. I'm like, I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, I should think of a story. And then like, I got caught up in the day. And then I was like, I'm just going to say hi to Betsy. I'm just going to enjoy. I mean,
we were supposed to have a guest today and they canceled. And actually I was so glad that they canceled because I was like, how are we going to manage these guests? And then also Amanda and I haven't talked or like caught up. And I really, all I wanted was just to talk to you.
Yeah.
You know, so the idea.
I was like, oh, that's nice that these guests are on. But I was like, I get to talk to you. I'm so excited to talk to you. No, I don't have like a full on story. I mean, there's always like seven in a day. So I turn around and I'm like, oh gosh, oh man. But I haven't had anything happen. I'm sure that there have been. And then later I'll be like, oh, I didn't even tell that story. But, you know, it's fine.
Life has been a little overwhelming lately, right? We don't all have the support system in place that we normally do. And you might be feeling less happy and productive than normal. And you might be thinking, maybe it's time to talk to somebody so that you can start living your best life. BetterHelp is a safe and private online environment. They will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And you can send a message to your counselor at any time and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. And this is all without having to leave your house, you know, find parking, sit in an uncomfortable waiting room, get a babysitter, all of that. BetterHelp is available for clients worldwide. And there's a broad range of expertise available, which might not even be available in your area. They have licensed professional counselors who specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, family conflicts, grief, anger, self-esteem, LGBT matters. It's professional, convenient, and it's more affordable than traditional online counseling, and financial aid is available. Everything you share is confidential. So many people have been going to BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So I want you to start living a happier life today. So as a Why Mommy Drinks listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month of online counseling by visiting betterhelp.com/drinks. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drinks.
But tell me your story.
Let's see. So this happened, I don't know, like earlier this week. Let's see. So Rex, who's 10, had a theater class, like an online. I just remembered it's today as well. We got to, I know if I don't remember, no one will.
I know okay, that.
So,
yeah. Yeah.
So Ajax and Rex both had these after school programs that started, and it's awesome. They're free and it's like an hour and they meet twice a week. And so Ajax is doing some kind of visual arts thing, which is great. That's right up his alley. And Rex wanted to do computer programming, but that was all filled. So he's doing theater. Which
of course.
Yes. Yes. He's dramatic and he has a lot of fields.
Yes.
So class starts and I'm kind of hovering around and I'm going from kid to kid and just kind of making sure that everything's okay and that they have the things that they need and that they're behaving and, you know, not having technical issues, you know. So I'm going between the dining room where Ajax is and I'm going to the playroom where Rex is. And so Rex's theater teacher is she's doing some sort of like get to know you like an icebreaker game. And I think it's something like say something. What was that? It was like say something really interesting that you've done or something. Mm-hmm. And then anyone else who has also done that, I don't know. It was some, I can't even remember, but it was a really cool icebreaker game. So anyway, so she's like, make sure to raise your virtual hand if you've done this or whatever. Like if you haven't done this, I think that was what it was. I was like, have you ever been on, you know, the radio? Oh, raise your virtual hand if you've ever been on the radio. And then like, she'll ask you a question about it or something. And it's not that. It's not like about their careers. raise your hand if you have a PhD. So Rex really wanted to get called on. And, you know, he's new at school this year. And these are kids from all different schools. It's not just one. It's from like all the district. And these are like a couple, I think it's like grades like 3, 4, and 5 all together. And there's like 27 of these kids. Mm-hmm. And speaking as someone who teaches improv comedy classes to 10 adults at a time, knowing what a shit show that can be, I can't even imagine 27 kids.
No.
Excuse me. So he gets like he starts getting like really annoyed that she's not calling on him. And then he gets it in his head that she's not calling on fifth graders, that she's only calling on fourth graders. And he's like getting really agitated about it. And he's like, it's not fair. And I'm like, all right, Rex, well, like, it's not a big deal, though. Like, she's, you know, that's how she's running her class. Like, maybe she's doing that because that's what she needs to do. And like, just try to be patient, which is not something he's capable of. So then I would say 10 minutes into class, he appears downstairs and says, I got kicked out of class. Oh. And I was like, what? Like, you were just, class just started. What are you talking about? How could you be 10 minutes in and someone's already so fed up with your shit that you've been banned from the class? Not even like camera off, muted, banned,
kicked out.
I was like, so right away I was like,
oh, I like that your approach is just, oh, come on, versus what? How dare they?
Oh, no. It's like, what did you do? I know you did something. What was it? Because it's not like this isn't a very usual thing. He gets kicked out of shit all the time. in real life, in virtual life, like, you know,
what did he do?
Banned from camp.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm like, what did you do? And he's like, I just sent her a chat message. I was like, no, Rex, what did you write? And he was like, it wasn't rude or anything. It wasn't anything. I just wrote, you know, why are you incapable of calling on fifth graders?
Oh, no.
I was like, Rex, I think she may have kicked you out because that was kind of rude and kind of disrespectful. And he was like, no, it's not. She wasn't calling on any fifth graders. It's not fair. And I was like, well, okay, but, you know, life's not fair. And, you know, she's not obligated to call on fifth graders if she's not wanting to call on fifth graders. It's her class. She can do whatever she wants. And he's like, but she didn't even tell me why she kicked me out. I don't even know. Like, she didn't even say anything. And I was like, she probably thought what you said was super rude and disrespectful. Even if you don't think it is, she may have felt that way.
Can you imagine getting a text? Why are you incapable of calling on fifth graders, you dumb
are
shit?
Are you in? Yeah, it was just so... And I know that in his heart of hearts, he doesn't mean to be rude and disrespectful. And he is like 10 and he is trying to figure out, you know, how to communicate in a way that's not gonna. So we go back and forth and he is in total angry, loud denial that she has kicked him out on purpose and thought what he said was rude and disrespectful. And I keep gently trying to explain, like, I'm like, okay, so 100% truth, honest to God truth. She absolutely saw it and was like, fuck this. I don't have time for this shit. And kicked him out. That's what happened. And so I'm trying to convey this, though, in a way that is more of like, this is a learning exercise. And I don't want to just be like, yeah, she thought you were a dick. And, she, you know, eventually I'm like, Rex, she absolutely kicked you out because she thought you were being rude and disrespectful. And he was like, ah! And so he's like screaming and freaking out. So I was like, you try to get into that room. You try to get back in. And he's like, she won't. It just says, like, I'm waiting. Or, you know. And I was like, all right, well, let's do it together. And we try to go in. And it was just like, it was like, you are not allowed in the meeting or something. Like, it, like, Zoom told us, like, you're not, the host is not allowing you in this room.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, shit. Like, that's the other thing. It was like, she didn't say anything to him. She wasn't like, you need to leave, or I don't like that, or she just kicked him out. And 10 minutes into this fucking class for the very first time, she'd never met him. And
wow.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, you try again. Later on, he like wanders downstairs. Like 20 minutes later, he comes downstairs and he's being really loud. And Ajax is trying to do his art class and Rex is being really belligerent. And I tell him again, like, I think you need to go upstairs. You know, if she's not going to let you in class, I need you to at least be upstairs doing something because your brother's trying to concentrate. And he's like, no! He's freaking out and being just so loud and stuff. And I had to, like, threaten him with, like, all sorts of consequences to get him to finally go upstairs. He was just being such a – And he finally gets to the top of the stairs because I was like, go to your room. He gets to the top of the stairs and he's like, I think he said, shut up.
Oh.
And I said, he said, shut up. And I said, you don't talk to me like that. And he said, but I do. And he walked away. And I was like, I was already so broken and like exhausted. That I was just like, I guess Nikita. Because I was just so relieved that he had gone upstairs and had finally gone into his room and was like leaving his brother alone. And I didn't have to fight with him about how other people clearly misinterpret, you know, like, And luckily, at some point, Ari came in. I think he was like running an errand or something. And he was like, and I explained it to him. And he was like, and then what did you do? And I was like, nothing. And he was like, oh boy. And so I think he went up and like cracked some heads. But oh man, that sucked.
But I do.
Oh, but I do. It was so, it was just like those words just like hung in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Just, ugh.
Oh man. I like.
And I know, like, I know I need to fix all that stuff because one day he's going to be 15 and then it's going to be real. It's like, you don't fuck your girlfriend up in our house. And he's like, but I do, you know,
but
like,
I do.
Do not do drugs at all. And especially in my car. But I do. You know, so I know I need to like, it's just.
Betsy, this is a great opportunity to explore the concept of incapable.
What do you mean?
Well, isn't that what he said? I don't understand how you're incapable of calling on fifth graders.
Are you
then
incapable?
You can explain to him what the real word, what incapable means. So you are incapable of coming out of your room. You're incapable of going on the internet. You are incapable of doing anything you want to do until you stop telling me to shut up.
Oh my God. So then the teacher like texts Ari. Also, there's weird like communication. Like some people get communicated with. Like for some reason, if Rex doesn't do stuff on Schoology, it emails me, but then it doesn't email Rex or my husband. So same thing, like this teacher texts Ari but not me. I don't know. And so we call and talk to her, and it's like you know, and we straightened it all out and it was fine. And like, you know, her reasoning was, I don't know this kid, I didn't know what he might say to other students. Like if he was this rude and disrespectful, I didn't know what he would say to other students, which is like, I guess, but also like, what?
But maybe just write back and be like,
oh, we had a whole conversation.
No, I'm saying maybe he or she, the teacher, could have just written back to him, you know, like just give him a second to figure out who he is before you just decide, nope, you live wire, cut him out.
Exactly. Exactly. And so I want to also give her grace because I know she's in a really hard situation.
Yeah.
But also it was like, oh geez, dude, like you couldn't at least say like, I don't like that, disrespectful or whatever. Although here I am in my own fucking house. And he's like, nah, and I'm like, fuck. Just leave the room.
You're like, you've been ejected from this meeting.
Yes, you've been ejected from this meeting.
You go upstairs. You're no longer allowed in my Zoom call. Just start talking to them like we're all on Zoom. Mute.
You're muted. Mute. Mute yourself.
Mute yourself.
I'm stopping this camera.
My camera is off.
Oh man. So, I mean, that's all par for the course. Oh my God. What I have, you know, do you have any like email chains with girlfriends? Of course you do. Or what am I saying? Email chains. No, text chains. Like, yeah, where it'll be like, you know, three other friends and you, and then you pick up your phone and there's like 96 texts and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And then you just have to go through and be like, thumbs up, ha ha. Thumbs up, love, you know, because you just.
Yeah, but you know me. I just don't, and I don't read
you don't
it,
even
and
do
then
that.
I don't know what's happening. And they're like, don't forget tomorrow, everyone's at my house. And I'm like, I don't, what? When did that happen? I didn't say hi to that.
That is totally what, I've gotten so many texts from this group of women where it's like, I'm so sorry, what can we do? Or something, and I'm just like, wait, what is even happening? And then I have to like go on Facebook and be like, what's happening? What's happening? Look at the news. What's going on?
Is everything okay?
This group the other day, one of the women in it is like, it was just kind of like, you know, a cry out for help, just like, you know, everything is shit right now, and like, I've just stopped parenting my kids, and I guess, you know, they just are wild feral beings, and I don't know what I'm doing. And so, of course, everyone else chimes in, you know, and another friend is like, oh my gosh, like, look at this picture of my bedside stand. It's there's a container of sauerkraut that I finished inside of an empty carton of ice cream. And, you know, and all of this, you know, there's a hat from when my 5-year-old was 12 months, like, just like everything's in disarray. And then I feel like there's something wrong with me, Amanda, because I feel like I always chime in and I'm like, yeah, like shit's crazy, right? And then I'll be like, here's what's going on with me. And then I feel like it's always like stunned silence. And I'm not trying to be competitive or one up anyone, but then I do feel like everyone's like, ooh. That was fun, and now it's sad.
Yeah. I get it. It's like when people are like, oh, look at how messy my house is. And I'm like, sorry, both my kids just shit themselves, hid it in the back, and I just found it. And they're like,
exactly. And everyone's like,
that's not, I just need to do the dishes.
Oh, that's not cute. Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah. I lost like, my kid for 2 hours. Weird.
The mom's group that we're in, someone posted a picture and they're like, here's an ugly picture that my kid took of me. Post your ugly pictures of the pictures that your kids took of you that are ugly. And I was like, fuck yeah, because Odie had just done a whole photo shoot of me the other day that I like had promptly deleted. So I was like, let me go through that deleted folder. Anyway, so people are posting these pictures, and I posted this picture of my butt that Odie had taken, and it was the worst. It was like the grossest, just the worst. Like, thank God I have big boobs, because my butt is just not my best feature. It's I don't know. So I posted that, and it was the same sort of thing. You know, it's like Lindsay Lohan showing up for the Halloween party in Mean Girls, and everyone's looking cute, and she's like a fucking whatever zombie or something. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel all the time. We're like, oh, we're getting dressed up. Here we go. And then it's like, wait a second. Everyone else looks kind of cute in their pictures that their kids took. Here's a really heinous picture of my grandma butt. So, yeah.
But do you ever feel? Yeah, I mean, I feel that way always. I've always felt that way. I mean, like, even since the girls were born, I felt that way. Before the girls were born, I never felt that way. Like, I was always like, oh, whatever. But then when the girls were born, it was like, people would be like, oh, life's real hard. And then I'd be like, yeah, I didn't sleep. I haven't slept in 2 days. And I'm not even exaggerating. And then everybody just gets quiet. And
yes.
You're like, oh. I'm a person who needs people to listen to.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's why this show exists, right?
That's why it exists, like, because we both commiserate with each other. We get it. I have pictures. I should look to find them.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever remember? I think I talked about it on here, or maybe I didn't. But one time when I was in Target, my kids had a little watch, you know, the little fake Apple watches. So it's like a video game on your wrist, but it also has a camera and a recorder.
Whoa.
And what I didn't know was while I was trying clothes on in Target, they were taking pictures of me. And they were taking that toy to school. And they had all these pictures of me in my underwear.
No, Amanda, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes. We were looking, and they're like, look at these pictures on my watch. And they were going through. And then they're like, oh, Mom, it's you. And I was like, what the hell is that? And it was like, oh, it's my body from the viewpoint of a kindergartner.
Which is the
looking
worst.
Up.
Worst.
Right.
Like,
and it's Target
angle.
Who has the worst lighting of all time. So no matter what, like, oh, you, when you try something on a Target, you go, okay, it looks kind of not good, but in the regular world and in the rest of the lighting, it will look fine, because Target
also,
lighting just makes you dour.
Did they take pictures of you like in your underwear?
Yes.
Oh, and show them to kids at school?
They had it on their watch. So what they did with it, I don't know. I have no idea.
It's best not to think about.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to because it was there for a long time. So anyone who played with the watch had pictures of me in my underwear getting changed to Target. And they're just taking it everywhere with them, to aftercare, to school, to their friend's house. There it is. You know, like, people get scared about sending, like, nude pictures to people, but I don't even need to worry about that. My kids will do it for me.
Yeah, it's like weird revenge porn, but it's not porn.
It's terrible. Instead, it's like, look at how I see you, and everyone else now sees you like that. Like, great. So good for your self-esteem.
Yes.
I think about it all the time now. I make sure that there's no cameras.
Yes. I was like, I had no idea my butt was, like, that bad.
I know. Oh, it's not
just a bad angle.
Yes, that's what it is.
It's
I mean, that's
angle.
It too. Like, everything's from below, and so
yeah. And when I take pictures, I try to like let's put this camera on a ladder, and then let's go down two stories, and then we'll look up, and it'll be very slimming, and
Oh, I know. It was terrible just to know that they were taking it everywhere with them to show everyone. Horrifying. Yeah. Yeah. That's cameras in the waiting room or in the dressing room.
Are people still shitting themselves?
In my house?
Left our heroes. Really?
Yeah. No, we haven't had that. That's all under control, which has been very good.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah. It's been a long time. I think since the last time we talked about it, stopped. The tantrums have calmed a bit too.
Wow.
Very good. Yeah, I think there's a shift. You know, they're 7, right? And so they're really starting to come into that age, and it's a little more mature. Like, they had a growth spurt, so they're getting taller, and yeah, they're calming down. They're calming down. And I've taught them to clean, Betsy.
Go on.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I can't believe I have to tell you about this, because this is the biggest win I've had in the, like, I was like, I could see the light.
Yes, because every now and then I look around and I'm like, one day I'll make you all do all of this.
Yes, yes, and I'm there, Betsy. So we have
then life happens. Okay, yeah.
We have iPads, and they're only allowed to use them or to do video games and stuff on the weekends, and they get 2 hours a day. That's it. And then it cuts out, and that's it. And if they want to earn more time, they have to clean and they have to do things around the house to earn more time. And I'm telling you what, it's a miracle and it works. Mm-hmm. So they wake up and they're like, video game time. And then they play. And then when it goes out, the little alarm goes off and it's like, shoot, and it shuts down the iPad.
What kind of alarm is this? Like, is this a program or?
No, it's just, if they have an iPad, you go in, it's in the security preferences. You can set up for how long, what they're allowed to play on, what they're not allowed to play on. And then it turns off and it says, ask your parents if you want more screen time. And you have a code that allows it to work again. So you have total control over it. So it's like, you got 2 hours. That's what you get every day. You decide when you're going to use it.
On our device, it has, I'm asking for advice. On our device, we have it so that you can only play within certain, like between like 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. or whatever. Yeah. But, and you could say like, you only get an hour of Roblox or you only get 30 minutes of YouTube, but there's no, I don't know if.
Is it an Apple iPad?
Yes.
Yeah. Then you can also include it in that, say, total time on the device. So that you can decide, like, you can play an hour's worth of Roblox or you can play whatever, but total the total time that they have on the device is 2 hours, or you say what it is. So we say 2 hours. So then after that 2 hours, they'll come and they're like, give me more time. And I'm like, all right, if you want more time. So I like taught them how to vacuum. I taught them how to wash windows. I taught them how to clean the bathroom. I taught them how to clean their room. I taught Wesley how to do laundry. Like, it's turning into, they're like, okay. And then they get into it. Now they all have the thing that they like to clean. And so like my Saturday mornings, it's, you know, they're playing on their devices. This sounds amazing, by the way. It's not as amazing as it sounds, but it's also a little test of my patience, because like my windows don't look like anyone's cleaned them. But
oh yeah. Like when Ajax likes to clean the bathroom sometimes, and I'll go in there and I'm like,
yes. I have to kind of go over it with them, but I'm also using it as a way to like teach them how to clean.
Yeah.
Because I want them to know how to do that, you know? So it's trying to get you into it, because I'm just tired of walking around and everyone throws everything everywhere. Yeah. And I pick it up and I put it away and I do like the big cleaning. So getting them to help me clean has been miraculous. I mean, they clean their room now beautifully. Because they want the time. So they're like, how much time is this? And I'm like, I'm not telling. You clean and you finish up and you do a good job. We'll discuss it after. Because if I start to get into
your room,
then they're like, well, it's fine. I'll just vacuum the carpet and play for 10 minutes. You know.
Okay. Like, so is it sort of like if they do a really amazing job, you give them more. And if they do like an okay job, you give them a little less?
Yeah. Because you can do, when you put in the code, it says play for 15 more minutes, play for an hour, or play for the whole day. So you can like choose how much time increments you're giving, which is also helpful because you can be like, well, you know, they all just did all that work. So they're going to get an hour. You're getting 15 minutes because you sat and let them do all the cleaning. Yeah. And that's it. And when it's over unless you want to start cleaning. And then they're like, well, fine. But it's like allowance, but with video game time, you know,
you
like
instead do allowance? Of money.
We thought about it, but it ended up being like there's ice cream truck every week. And so at the little aftercare they go to, the ice cream guy comes by and gives them ice cream. Well, he doesn't give it. He's like, it's his price every like 6 months. It's like, what? But we did try with, if you are good and you're behaved all week, you get ice cream truck. If you aren't, you lose your ice cream truck. So that was kind of our foray into attendance. Oh my God, I'm broken. Allowance.
Right.
But we couldn't keep track of it. And then it became a price for everything. How much is that? And then they were like weighing it instead of doing it.
That's how it is with like chores and screen time over here, which is why we're not as advanced as what you're describing. Because it's just like, you have to like wait. And then also once it's done, it's like, oh, well, they did a shitty job at this. Like,
yes. Yeah.
And now it's like, well, do I say like, well, you should do this better? Because then they might be like sour on doing this. They might have felt really proud of it. Or they might have been being lazy. Like you don't kind of know.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're right. I mean, all those things do happen. There's also the like, I mean, I hate how they respond to video games. When the video game timer goes off, the tantrum that I hear from the other is like, and I'm like, that's
same.
Go out and play. You're not going to get any more time. Find something to do. You have so many other things you can do. Let's put music on, make a show, do something. And they're like, I hate you. You're the worst. And I'm like, okay. I also bought you that iPad.
That's our house too. Yeah.
You're the worst. I hate you. Benny's new thing is, I hope you die. You're going to die one day and it's going to be good. And I'm like, oh, you think so? I will die. I'm like, you're right. I will die, Benny. I'm going to die and I won't be here. And I'm just going to remember you saying mean things to me.
Oh, shit. Wow. I would expect that from Emmeline, but Benny. Whoa. No.
Yeah. Benny likes, she also has a, she has a sharp tongue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Emmeline has turned into, you know, they always flip flop. They always switch. So now Emmeline is like sweet and calm and kind. And Benny's like, burn it all down, motherfuckers. And then Wes is still just Wes, you know. He's just like, I can't believe I have to deal with all this every day.
Well, let's wrap this shit up.
Let's wrap it up. Well, Betsy, you're doing a good job. You know, you're doing a great fucking job.
Thank you, Amanda.
You are.
It's nice to hear that, especially from you.
Yeah, no, you're doing a great job. I mean, I wasn't able to make it this long without having my kids go somewhere else. The fact that you're still going strong is like absolutely mind-blowing, and like you deserve a medal, and it's like next level. And I know you're doing it because you're a responsible citizen and you care about your family and you care about your community, and I appreciate you for all of that. So you're doing a great job.
You are very kind. Thank you. I mean, I wish I could. I feel like such a failure a lot of the time. you know, and I feel like I'm just like, I give up a lot of the time, and I make Ari parent them a lot of the time. And, you know, some days I'm just like, I don't think I am parenting or feeding anyone. Like, it's just like, I don't know what, but thankfully, you know, thankfully I have a partner who's like, all right, well, you are clearly not making this happen, and I'll make it happen, and hopefully we'll switch off. We've always been that way, like financially, like, okay, you're making money right now and you're not, like, we'll switch, you know, off. I feel like right now Ari's doing a bulk of the parenting, because I'm just like,
well, there'll be a time when he's going to need to be that way, and you'll be there for him, you know?
Yeah.
But I also think it's like, this is, it continues to be an extraordinary time, right? Like, it's just, it's like nonstop, just like, I want to curse and say, like, you're getting fucked in the face all 2020.
Oh my God, you're getting 2020, you're getting fucked in the face.
So you just kind of step back and take it till it finishes.
2020, a real skull fuckaroozies.
So you just got to figure out ways to cope while you get through it, you know, like, you got to figure it out, and you're doing that, you know? And so sometimes it's sitting back and feeling like I'm not doing enough, but you're doing what you need to do to survive and to keep going. And that's enough. You know, it's enough. That's Winnicott, one of my favorite researchers, is the one that came up with the concept of, you just have to be a good enough parent. That's what your kid needs. That's it.
Yeah, that's good to remember.
Yeah, you got to just be good enough. And that's it. You're being good enough by being there. So that's it. And then when, thanks, you know, Amanda. It'll be all right.
Amanda, you are doing a great job. Your kids are cleaning your
house.
Yes. That's next level. You've leveled up.
I know. I mean, now that I said it on the show, they're never going to touch anything in the house again. I just ruined it, right? Like, I'm like, they clean. And then they're going to be like, we broke your vacuum, and guess we can't do anything with it anymore. You know, like,
oh,
it'll be like,
God,
the broom is missing.
Oh my God, Amanda, take us home. We haven't been home in so long.
I know. You might find yourself looking at your ass on the internet thinking, really, is it that bad?
Shocking revelation.
Or you're just venting to your children about your hatred of glitter to the entire classroom. In a never-ending cycle of bullshit.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, no, that, you know what? You're doing a great fucking job.
Yeah. Hi, Odie. I love you too.
Oh, my gosh.
What great timing you have.
Wait, Mom, look, it's also a coin me.
What?
It kind of looks like it's also a coin me.
It is recording you a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Say, can you say, why mommy drinks? Can you sing it?
Why mommy drinks.
Oh, my God. So cute.
Wait, I can sense it. See?
Odie.
What?
What do you think about 2020?
You mean Just Dance 2020?
No, not Just Dance 2020. The year 2020 that we're living in 2020 right now.
Oh. I don't know.
That's fine. I don't know either.
That's how I feel, Odie.
Here, I'm gonna stop recording.
My mommy drinks.
Hi, I'm Michelle Varey.
And I'm Kimberly Truong, and we are the host of Crush Fictionally, a podcast all about your favorite fictional characters from movies, TV shows, and more.
Each episode, we pick a theme, curate a list of characters that we love, why we love them, and some fun facts about the people who created them.
So if you've ever felt a true connection with a fictional character,
tune in to Crush Fictionally on Campfire Media.
Or wherever you find your podcast.
Campfire.